Morning, Brad.
Morning, guys.
Michael Walker's copped the online abuse over that ride. Suggestion that he's going to give up riding. He could give up social media, I suppose. But it goes to a wider question. And Laurie, Dave and I were talking about it this morning about the use of the whip, full stop. What's your take on it? And do you think that there's going to be any change to the rules as they stand moving forward?
Look, there might be. The whip, there's going to be, I guess, growing pressure over it in the coming years, as always. But my view on it is it's a padded whip. We all know that, and I think we've got to get that out to the public and educate. I said on social media yesterday, I think as an industry, there's no doubt after the footage we saw a few weeks ago on the ABC that we need to improve welfare-wise, but we also need to get out the great stories of the love and support that 99.9% of the industry show to the horses out to the mainstream. And there's a great video by Triple Crown yesterday on one of the strappers being told the news that she's going to look after Dothraki after he's retired now, and just the emotion that she showed. I'd love to get these sort of stories out to the mainstream, particularly during Cup Week when everyone's watching. I don't think we sell these sort of stories anywhere near well enough, and those people that are sitting on the borderline of which stands to take on horse racing, they're not seeing our side of it, and I think we need to do a lot better with that in the mainstream when it comes to times when the general public are looking. But in terms of the whip, I think that it's something that should stay in racing. It's, as I said, it's a padded whip. It's also important.
Correct.
For jockeys to guide horses. It's a safety reason as well. You know, for horses laying in, you use the whip on one side and the other side. It's also an important tool for the jockeys to have in terms of safety out there. But, look, I know it will come under growing pressure. I think, as I said yesterday, the actual whip rule itself, I think, has been poorly thought out. I don't think it works at all. And it's, you know, I know Michael Walker broke the whip rule quite considerably on Cup Day in the Cup, but the online abuse he's copped is just ridiculous. And, like I said, I don't think the whip rule works at all, and definitely needs a rethink. You know, and I've said that since it's come in. It just doesn't work. It's not got a level playing field at the moment. And you know, we're not going to overturn protests because of whip. You know, if a whip's been used seven times more than it's allowed, and a safe horse wins by nose, they still don't really overturn it. So something needs to be done there because it's not working. But in terms of long term, I do think it has a place in the sport still. Yes.
What about the Golden Gift, mate? We've got another $1 million race here in Sydney this weekend.
Yeah, good race, isn't it? Obviously, the 2-year-olds are stepping up to $1 million for the first time, and 1,100 metres. Look, it's a great race. We've got this Tanker, who's one from one in Victoria. Looks a really nice horse, but we've got a host of pretty good contenders in Sydney as well. We saw what See You Soon did on debut. It was outstanding. Sectional Slate was super. Draws a wide gate here, that's the concern. And then you've got Blazer Tail and Malkovich, who are both coming off some pretty good trials as well. So it looks like it's going to be a spirited betting race there for the two-year-olds. And we'll get a bit more of a guide of where they sit in. You know that the two-year-olds of last season, they're quite good. So we'll see how these ones go now, and hopefully we've got another good batch on our hands.
What's the latest news with that good three-year-old colt, Super Seth?
Yeah, New Zealand's Waikato Stud have bought a controlling share into Super Seth. So the Caulfield Guineas winner, of course. So we'll see what happens there, his future. But that was the news yesterday, the Waikato Stud buying into Super Seth there, the Caulfield Guineas winner.
All right, day three of the four-day carnival. Have you got a winner for the listeners down at Flemington today, Brad?
No, I don't actually. I haven't had a chance to have a good look, to be honest. I've been had my head in Rose Hill form all of yesterday, so haven't had a good chance. But look, the Oaks is always a great race. I must admit, I don't really have a firm view. I haven't had a good chance to have a look, so I'm not going to try to steer the punters one way or another. But I'm sure there's plenty of tips getting around, so hopefully they can find the winner of the Oaks today and have a good day on the punt down there at Flemington.
I think we've got the Three Stooges special coming.
It'll
up.
It'll be coming
very,
up
very shortly.
Quarter
Dave.
Past eight.
What would it? It was about 12. We don't know.
No. Just don't tell. Don't give anyone any secrets. 12 eight. Got to tune in 8:15.
8:15. All right. 8:15. We can all look forward to that. Good on you, Brad. We appreciate that, mate. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.